You know, wherever we go in the world, we find that there are different places, different countries, even counties and towns, that have things, particularly foods, which are specific to those countries. So we're just going to have a look around this place and see if we can find some things of significance. Have you spotted anything, or smelt anything, or seen anything that might give us a bit of a clue here? Anything hanging around here? We got a leek? We have a leek. Ah! Any Welsh folk here? Ah! This is a symbolic and important to Wales, is that not right? And actually Tuesday is St David's Day. I suspect those who know that, which we happen to have Guy Miller, the great Jehovah, at the beginning. And of course, they in the forces and in the early centuries, they would actually have this symbol on their caps. So as those who were their friends, not their foes, would be able to spot who's who. So these are really important things. So that's one thing. What else have we got? Ah, what we got up here. Okay. Anything in particular? Actually, we'll go for this one. Have a whiff of that. Yeah. Definitely. So, pasties are Cornish, or actually in Devon, the Dewdneys. Actually, there are such things as pasties in Devon. And here's the thing: best pasties in Cornwall are. Tickle your taste buds. Any advance on that? Homemade. Any? Jackie's going to do something with this. Do something with that. That'll be good. Thank you. Oh, right. There's what? And there's one more thing back there. Could you pass me that? Well, so it'll do me good. I'll keep my steps up, won't it? Okay. So here we are. Anyone from this part of the world? Haggis. Would you eat that? And actually, haggis is better than you think. They're all right, aren't they? Anyone from Scotland? Scotland. Yes, very nice too. Okay, that's another one. I haven't got one here, but there's also the cream tea. Also arguably better in Devon than Cornwall. But here's the thing, I went to Suffolk once and we asked for a cream tea and they got this can of spray out for cream. Anyone from Suffolk? Not really, no, you're not. Anyway, the reason I say all these things is because on the altar is something else. Actually, today we've got two things. Today we've got a fresh loaf of bread because we want to think about Jesus being the bread of life, and of course bread is significant to many countries, but Jesus actually is the bread of life, really, really significant to what we believe is important about him. So when we come for communion today, those who do receive communion, and if you want the children to today, that's absolutely fine, just the bread, that is, if you like, because it just represents who Jesus is. He came to give us and bring us life. But also on the altar we got something else, which is the figs. Yeah, the figs. And it's the nation of Israel, actually. Figs are really important to that nation. It's symbolic of who they are. And when they came out of Egypt, a vineyard was planted. And in the vineyard, there was a fig tree planted too. So I don't know if you like figs, do you? Do you? No. That's a no then. Do you? No? You do. Have a little bit. Would someone like to take these around? I should be here all day. Thank you. Just pass the dish around. Oh, or pasty. Pass that around. You may get some if it gets over that far. I should have put them over there. But you know, yes, Christine. Exactly. I was coming to Nathaniel sitting under the fig tree. It was Nathaniel who was spotted sitting under the fig tree by Jesus. We could leave one behind, if they're not all gone. They're very ripe, actually. I bet the pasty go quicker than the fig tree, or the figs. The thing about figs is that, very interesting, the fruit comes before the flower or the leaves. And what we heard in that parable was it was the fact that Jesus was cursing the fig tree because there was no fruit. He could see no good coming from this particular tree. And why should it take up the space in the ground unless it was going to bear fruit? And of course, what he was actually was talking about was the problems with Israel at that time. But actually, Jesus had something to say to us too about bearing fruit. And part of our fruit bearing is that others may also come to know Jesus through the way in which we live. So it's really important that we live our lives for Christ and that people can see something of Jesus in us. Sometimes it's a bit flawed and we get lots of things wrong, so we have to come back to our Lord for forgiveness. But nevertheless, we are meant, truly meant, to be able to exhibit something of the love of God in us, to bear fruit. So we think upon those things today. And Paul had something else to say about, because often the Christian symbol is often the cross. But that's quite a late addition, really, traditionally. Probably the end of the first century before a cross appeared and people thought of it as a symbol for the Christian faith. But Paul said something very interesting. He said of believers in Corinth, he said, "You yourselves are our letter written on our hearts, known and read by everyone. You show that you are a letter from Jesus Christ." So when people, our lives should be read, and the imprint upon our lives, on the page of our lives, should be something about Jesus. When I had a letter this week, it's a really, it's from the House of Canterbury and York. Not promotion. Okay. Not the sack either, but anyway, this is from the Houses of Arch of Canterbury and York. And I want to read this to you because I think it's important about the bearing fruit bit. I'm just going to read it as it was written. Okay. And actually, it's to a source, not just to me. So he says, they say, "Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. A call to prayer in the week leading up to Pentecost 2:16. As we travel around the country, we are continuously encouraged by the faithfulness, commitment and courage of all our partners in the gospel. Your ministry in sharing the good news of Jesus Christ, often in testing circumstances, is an inspiring testimony to the transforming work of our Lord Jesus. We thank God for our partnership in the gospel. Like us, you will know that ministry is empty and barren without prayer. That is why we are taking the unprecedented step of writing to every serving parish priest in the Church of England, inviting each one of you and your people to join us in a week of prayer for the evangelization of our nation. In the week leading up to Pentecost, May the 8th to the 15th, we long to see a great wave of prayer across our land, throughout the Church of England and many other churches. Our hope is for all Christians to deepen their relationship with Jesus Christ, for all of us to have confidence to share the gospel, for all to respond to the call of Jesus, to follow him as disciples, to live out the gospel, and to seek God's kingdom from day to day. At the heart of our prayers will be the words that Jesus himself taught us, 'Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.' It is impossible to overstate the life-transforming power of the Lord's Prayer. It is a prayer that is reassuring enough to be on the lips of the dying and yet dangerous enough to be banned in cinemas. It's famous enough to be spoken each day by billions in hundreds of languages and yet intimate enough to draw us ever closer into friendship with Jesus Christ. It is simple enough to be memorized by small children and yet profound enough to sustain a whole lifetime of prayer. When we pray it with sincerity and with joy, there is no imagining the new ways in which God can use us to his glory. But how? We are aware that many dioceses, cathedrals, parishes and chaplaincies will already be preparing to engage in special times of prayer and witness at this time. If this applies to you, please do not see this letter as an additional burden. We don't. We simply ask that your own prayers, as you engage in your parish or diocesan plans, should include your longing that more people should come to know Christ. Only you know the context in which you minister and the opportunities and challenges you face. So how you go about this is entirely up to you. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Now, isn't that heartening? Our archbishops want us as a church to engage in prayer and to pray for our nation, to pray for individuals. So what I'd like you to do is to watch this space, because we're obviously going to work on different ideas and ways in which we can do that. Fairly short notice, but that's okay. Time is the Lord's time. I'm sure that we can sort things out. And in the week leading up to Pentecost, we will get things underway. So ponder on these things. Think of the nation of Israel, the emblem of the fig tree, and that they were called to bear fruit. And that's what we're called to do as well. So I hope you enjoyed the figs, the leek, the photograph of the haggis, and the pasty, of course, Cornish. And in a while we shall enjoy sharing together in the bread of life. And it's all to do with the story of God's rescue plan for his world. And this next song is called When You Came and Rescued Me. Thank you.